Ypsilanti officials continue to make progress on redeveloping the Water Street property. It's been a long time coming, but tangible progress has been made. And before too long, new development is expected. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment, a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. With any new development, there are environmental issues to consider, and that's going to be the focus of today's segment. My guest this morning is Ypsilanti City Planner Teresa Gelati, and good morning to you. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, getting the Water Street property ready for redevelopment has been nearly a 15-year process. Efforts began back in 1999 when the city began looking at the 38-acre area as a potential hub for premier waterfront residential and retail options. When that process began, Teresa, how was the land assessed in terms of its environmental sustainability?
Right. 1999, people might remember that have been in the area. That was when we had the community charrette to look at visioning for the entire redevelopment project. And after that process, it's when the city decided to move forward with the effort overall. At that time, we knew a lot about the properties. Current uses and some about the history. But as we sort of dug into it deeper, found out there obviously was some environmental contamination. Several of the parcels had been used for, you know, almost 100 years along the river there. Had been some long-term manufacturing uses.
So there were a lot of heavy metals and the like in the ground.
Sure, yeah, in some cases. I mean, you had everything from car dealerships, oil change facilities, dry cleaners, printing presses. One of the factories that produced the first convertible tops in the state. So just a long range, especially over time, and different areas where there were different types of kind of industrial processes going, there were different types of contaminants. So there were areas that had heavy metals. There were some areas that had more around petroleum products. So there was some environmental mapping that was done in the early 2000s, sort of a lot of testing. We did the phase one and phase two environmental reviews. So we have or had at that time a really good indication of where the contamination was.
Based on today's standards, is remediation of the property complete?
Not quite. So there was some early remediation that was done and some demolition, I think around 2003, 2004. And then a second phase that people will remember where we were able to demolish the rest of the buildings in 2010. We got a large amount done at that time. What remains is about an acre of the site that has some heavy metals. One portion that couldn't be fully removed close to Michigan Avenue with some ambient air issues that will require a cap at some point in time. Another section where we were digging out soil and eventually hit the water table, so we had to stop. So those are kind of the three tiny pieces that are left. I say tiny
will
only because it's 38 acres.
Will that fall in the laps of any developer that chooses to use the property?
Yes. What we've always thought would be a mechanism for finishing any of the cleanup that remains, and as I mentioned, much less than we had initially, is a brownfield tax increment financing plan. So it would allow any developer, or if it was the city, who did the remediation to be reimbursed over time based on the increase of tax value. In addition to that remediation, it's also useful for site preparation and some basic infrastructure as well.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and this morning we're talking with Ypsilanti City Planner Teresa Gelati about the environmental issues surrounding redevelopment of the Water Street property. Moving up to today, there is an agreement with the corporation that operates the Family Dollar stores to put a new retail location on the property. There's also the potential that Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Department will put a new facility on another part of the property. It's a bit of a different vision than what the city originally had in mind for Water Street, isn't it?
Right. In 99, we talked about the community charrette, which had a lot of idea of residential, some mixed use, some public uses along the river, which we still hold on to now. Since then, we had several developers come in and sort of vision out what they saw for the property as part of RFP processes that we had at the time, requests for proposals that went out. The first one had almost all residential, so it was like a brand new neighborhood dropped in on the site with a lot of different types of housing products. The later one in 06 had more of the residential and mixed-use component. Since 2008, when the city has taken over sort of lead development on the site, we're still maintaining the idea of a mixed-use frontage along Michigan Avenue, residential, potentially office, but more open to a mixture of uses on the site, not strictly neighborhood.
So as we focus in that area and you look at the future urban environment in Ypsilanti, it would appear density and walkability are among the environmental priorities.
Right. We went through the master planning process this year, and as such, we were able to develop the city's concept plan for the site. Not necessarily so varied from what we've been thinking about. It pulls the grid structure of the city that exists to the east into the site, creates walkable blocks similar to what we have in our downtown and depot town areas. So definitely walkability is a priority, having some density there and sort of building in the form, but still having public access to the river, maintaining those connections to Riverside Park, to Depot Town, to the south, to Waterworks Park. We want to make sure that that's all a part of it.
Ypsilanti's Water Street Property, Redevelopment, and the Environment. That's what we're discussing on Issues of the Environment today. This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and my guest is Ypsilanti City Planner Teresa Gelati. What protections are being put in place to make sure that however the Water Street property ends up, it's not going to be a hazard to the health and well-being of the Huron River?
Right. Well, one of the good things about the environment, I should say, I don't know if it's a good thing about the environmental contamination we're aware of on the site, is that it's in place and it's not moving. So it's a question of either removing or capping what's there. As far as other protections on the Huron River, I think we are a lot more adept. When I say we, I say generally the community as a whole, a lot more aware of good stormwater management practices and have a better idea on how to treat the water before it goes into the river and not just have it sheet flow off of a parking lot, which used to be the strategy. And we see elsewhere in the city on developments that are parking lots right next to the Huron River, for example. That's not how we operate anymore. So we're going to be looking to, on that site, have some basic kind of filtration or treatment of the water before it goes into the river, but still trying to get it into the river first because it is directly next to the river. So you want to make sure any other of the stormwater that comes in a little bit further away from the river from other, whenever there's a storm event, comes after. So it's the idea of first flush, get it in the river, and before any other large amounts of water come down from other communities.
There are certain communities in the state of Michigan that might have the luxury of putting certain environmental mandates on a potential developer for properties within their community. In Ypsilanti, the economic situation is such that you might not be able to place such restrictions, environmental restrictions, on a potential developer because you need somebody to get on that property and start producing tax revenue.
I think that's true to some extent. I don't think this will be a case where we're going to be requiring a LEED certified building, for example. But in the case of the Family Dollar property that we've been working with, they have responded really positively to our request to make sure the building's up towards the street, that it's walkable, that they're doing actually a rain garden. So they're doing that sort of a treatment to the stormwater. They weren't as interested in a green roof. It's not something we mandated, but they were very responsive to our basic requirements of trying to make a very urban form, fairly dense form, and to integrate it with the rest of the site, which in a lot of ways does meet sort of some of our environmental goals related to that density, that walkability, that treatment towards the river.
Are zoning measures in place that will ensure a sense of responsible environmental stewardship moving forward for the rest of the property as we determine what's going to happen there?
Well, right now, we just adopted the master plan in October, and we're actually working on a zoning ordinance revision for the entire city, which will include the Water Street property. So it's another chance for us to take a look again on how we handle that zoning. What we've been doing currently is a planned unit development. It's a little bit of a slower process, maybe not favored by developers, because it has less certainty to it. So what we'd like to do is sort of streamline what we have currently, especially related to Water Street, and make sure it's very clear and upfront what we're looking for. And then if somebody wants to change that standard, maybe then they can request a PUD if they don't want to meet our standard. But sort of laying out upfront clearly what our goals are and have that certainty for any future development that comes on the site.
So when are we going to see the first structure on the Water Street property there?
The Family Dollar, does it count with our historic SHPO signs that tell about the automotive history? Those should be up later this week. The Family Dollar is expected to break ground this spring and be open probably by summer of 2014.
We will look forward to see what happens with the rest. Thank you so much, Teresa.
Well, thank you.
That is Teresa Gelati. She is Ypsilanti City Planner. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to our weekly feature, Issues of the Environment. This segment is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard each Wednesday at 8:20 on 89.1 WEMU.